This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As you guys know, the thing that bothers me the most about what's going on with Trump is that we have a lot of Republicans, conservatives, whatever, people who liked Trump, maybe. Anyway, they've been changed. I'm not going to vote for Trump anymore. I voted for him twice, and if he runs, I'm not voting. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Wow, what did he do? What did he do over the last 4 years that would make you... Well, if you're going to bring up J6 or tweeting or he's in the news too much or lawsuits, I'm just going to be blunt. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. And this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has to do with how easily manipulated you are to go for the nonsense of the left. That is amazing to me. Because when you put it in just juxtapose it next to what Biden has done, you got to be asking yourself, how could you possibly want to get rid of Donald Trump? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Now, there are going to be people out there because they write to me all the time, Kevin, you're for Donald Trump. Fine. I don't really give a crap. Think what you want to think. Put whosever name in there you want. And I would still be the same. But here's what's most interesting to me is that when you look at Donald Trump and his accomplishments and then what they were doing to him while he was trying to accomplish stuff, and he's vindicated, not once, not twice, on every single issue. He's vindicated. Stormy Daniels, vindicated. E. Jean Carroll, vindicated. Russian collusion, vindicated. Ukrainian BS, vindicated. China, vindicated. All of his policies, vindicated by what Joe Biden was doing. And every time somebody has a discussion about it, well, I'm just not sure. It so boggles the mind. And I've given many analogies. Okay, would you not want Usain Bolt to be your guy to run the 100? Because he sat out for 3 months or something. Give me what, in other words, take the best, somebody that's been the best, and you say, no, I don't want this person. I don't want Brad Pitt in my next movie. Okay? Because he makes too much money in movies, so I don't want him. Now I want to find somebody else. I don't know what analogies or what metaphors I need, but let me tell you, the idea that the left can so easily sway us, that is the biggest problem. That's what we should be analyzing. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Because Trump did his part. There is nobody in the Republican rhino, even Democrat and independent movement, that can't look at what Trump has done and say to themselves, you know what? He improved politics. He absolutely did. He made people accountable. On every level. And we are in this discussion. And I'll tell you, I've said this, and I'll say it again. Anybody who's running for office, you should be skeptical of. Tim Scott, DeSantis, Mike Pence, which he hasn't declared yet, Nikki Haley, John Bolton, Asa Hutchinson. And see, I know some of them. I know some of them very well. And I'm telling you, they are doing the worst thing they could possibly do to the Republican Party. They're weakening it. They're taking a guy who absolutely deserves a second term, and they're trying to minimize him. Think of it this way. Did Barack Obama deserve a second term after his first term in office? You already know the answer. Does Joe Biden deserve a second term after his first term in office? I think you know the answer to that. And you look at their records, and compare them to what Donald Trump did in his first term, and you say the, and we have people going, I don't want Donald Trump. How freaking idiotic can you be? I don't care if you're pissed off. Get pissed. Doesn't bother me. I don't care what name you put in there. If Donald Trump or Barack Obama, I'd be asking the same question. How will we not want this guy again? I don't care if he's a Democrat. If he did what, if Barack Obama did what Trump did, I would have voted for him in 2012. God is my witness. And I think many of you would have too. We might have been like, man, I never would have predicted this knucklehead would have been that good. But wow, I got to hand it to him. You couldn't even be mad at him. Well, Kevin, we could start a trend. Suddenly we'll be voting for Democrats. If Democrats did what Trump did, I'd vote for them. It's that simple. What you're still witnessing, folks, is a silent coup against Donald Trump. And I've read many articles, people, I voted for him twice. I'm not voting for him. I don't believe them. I don't believe when they say they voted for him twice. A couple of people have told me this, and they're very accomplished people. But I'm going, I don't believe you. I don't believe you could vote for Donald Trump twice, watch what he's gone through, watch the level of vindication that has occurred in every possible way, and then tell me, well, I'm just sick of him. It's a repeat of 2020. No, it isn't. A repeat of 2020 would mean Donald Trump had already won, and we're not even having this discussion. Because he kicked Joe Biden's butt. And the Liz Cheney's of the world, we'll talk about her another day, but the Liz Cheney's of the world, who want to call you election deniers and use the January 6th, everything they've said is debunked. They've cheated their butts off. And you know what's so bad about it? They cheated their butts off right in front of our faces. Catch me if you can. I dare you. That's where we are in this country right now, is catch me if you can. In everything. Hunter Biden, catch me if you can. Hillary Clinton, catch me if you can. All of them. So I'm going to talk about this because I'm seeing polling. Oh, DeSantis has already closed the gap on Trump. I told you, here's what they're going to do. Donald Trump has a 40-point lead. Donald Trump's lead is only 36. Donald Trump's lead is only 20. Oh, my gosh, look at what's going on with Trump. They're going to try to show you. It's shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. I looked at a poll today that showed Trump had gone down 4 points. DeSantis was up 5 or 6. And all the other candidates had lost a little bit, but the idea was that DeSantis is already cutting into Trump's lead. What do you think? I don't know. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about another series of lies. I'm just going to surprise you, so tune in. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the left wants to get Trump, and they... And look, it's fun to watch this whole thing play out as a strategist. It really is, because, as I mentioned, it's a numbers game. Oh, look at all the competition that Donald Trump has. So who do we have? I've recounted them many times. First one was John Bolton. Does anybody believe John Bolton has a shot at being president? Anybody? Okay, let's move on. Nikki Haley was number two, I believe. Anybody think Nikki Haley's going to do it? What do you think she's angling for? If, at best, she's angling for VP, and she's not going to get that spot. Then we got Vivek Ramaswamy. Nice guy. Sharp guy. And, I mean, he's a... You know, he's an ingenue. Got to get his name out there. I'm saying his name. People know who he is. But let's be honest. He's got no shot. Asa Hutchinson absolutely hates Donald Trump, former governor of Arkansas. I know this for a fact. I've spent a lot of time with him. He hates Donald Trump. What do you think? You think he's got a shot? Tim Scott formed the exploratory committee. Hasn't been mentioned since. Because you know what he's going to explore and find out? He's got no shot. The only thing Tim Scott could be angling for is to be VP. And he's a black Mike Pence. He ain't going to get there. So he's not even in the race. And of course, there's the big name, right? Ron DeSantis. But before we talk about DeSantis, let me say this. They even kicked around Kristi Noem might run. I saw an article. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, might run. Let me tell you, no thoughts of running. I know Kristi Noem. She's not going to run for president. She's not going to buck Donald Trump. And it isn't because she's afraid of Trump. She knows what he brought. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So let's cut to the chase. The big deal is Ron DeSantis, how great he's done for Florida and everything else. And for the record, a lot of it's true, a lot of it's hype. But whatever it is, that's what races are. There's truth and there's hype. And DeSantis, who I know is a good guy, I like him. I'm not going to get into, Kevin, he's a rhino, he's hanging out. Okay, fine. You know, there's nobody that's going to be perfect for this role. The closest thing we had to it, just being honest, is Donald Trump. And the reason why I say that, I'm going to tell you the reason why Trump is so deadly in politics to the evil side. It's the same reason why I'm deadly in politics myself. You can't give a crap. Donald Trump doesn't have to care. And it's not contrived. It isn't, well, politically I need to, you know. In other words, when you're a billionaire, you've earned it and you've lived it your whole life and you've earned all the accolades and you've built that brand. And there are many times where you have to come to the conclusion, I don't care what you think about me. I'm filing bankruptcy. Oh, look at you, you loser. Whatever. I don't care. Oh, look at him. He got divorced. I don't care. You have to be so self-actualized that you don't care. And it's not in an uncaring way. I know that sounds weird, but it isn't. It's not that you don't understand the ramifications of things, but you have to be able to say, I don't care what people think about me. I'm going this way. And that is the definition of leadership. I'm not tooting my own horn. I had nowhere near the financial success of Donald Trump, but I've had equally the success of Trump in life because I'm at a point where, I'm going to say it again, I don't care. I know who I am. And if you associate with me, you will say, boy, there's a guy that really, this will sound weird, he cares. When you're in the inner circle of Kevin Jackson and I care about you, I take your phone calls. I make the phone calls. I'm not going to tell you I'm the best at it. I got a busy life. But I care. I absolutely love my friends, love the people that have helped me. When I tell you I would give my life for them, I mean that with every fiber of my being. And that's what you sense from Trump. And that is the thing that the Democrats cannot tap into with any candidate. Let me ask you, do you think that a Democrat would throw themselves in front of a bullet for Joe Biden? You better be glad they're Secret Service, and I bet some of them are questioning it. But there are people out there who dote on Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to tell you this. There are people that will, oh, Kevin Trump was a terrible person to work for. Okay, same thing they said about Steve Jobs. Same. If you are a good leader, there are people that go, man, that guy was a jerk. There are times in life, I'm going to tell you, I don't care if you work for Mother Teresa, there are times where you went, can we just do something different, Gandhi? MLK? Do I have to go to jail today? It's my kid's soccer game. You know, there are always things like that. But, oh, he's a jerk. He's this. And I hear it all. Okay. All that may be true. But you know what? When it comes to this nation, he'll throw himself in front of the bullet. And Joe Biden won't do that. Joe Biden will sell the people the bullets. That's what Joe Biden would do. Barack Obama would sell the people the bullets and watch them shoot you. I am so sick of watching people that don't care about us legislate for us. Both sides of the aisle. They don't care. So we're talking about this Durham report. We're talking about the treatment of Trump and Trump versus DeSantis, because that's where we've gotten to. It's Trump versus DeSantis. And I want to give you some food for thought. Here's what I read. DeSantis' crowd was small but passionate as he delivered a speech that sounded like a potential 2024 campaign rally, taking some shots at Trump without mentioning the GOP polling leader by name. If we make the 2024 election a referendum on Joe Biden and his failures, and if we provide a positive alternative for the future of this country, Republicans will win across the board. If we do not do that, if we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again. And I think it will be very difficult to recover from that defeat. So he's taking a little bit of a shot at Trump, but he can't do it too much because that's what Trump said. Those are Trump's very words. He said the same thing. Don't get distracted. Don't let them make you believe the polls. Don't let them make you believe against your common sense. And you know the sad part about it? We have a lot of Republicans, or people that call themselves Republicans, who are so easily led in the wrong direction, I should say misled, that it makes you question, were they ever really Republicans? The Lincoln Republicans, the Rhino crowd. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, you need some of these people that understand procedure, but you need something more. You need something better than that. It's not just about procedure. You need people that have it in their core, in their fiber of their being, that they will represent the people of this nation. Above self, you need selfless individuals. If the FBI and the rest of the DOJ have taught us anything, it's that you must find people that put the American citizen and the rule of law above everything else, and not these partisan zealots who work on behalf of the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court says a Christian business owner can refuse to create same-sex marriage websites. Constitutional law professor and attorney Jonathan Turley says this is a huge win for free speech.
What the court is saying here is that with these types of creative products, it is speech. And for those of us in the free speech community, This is an amazing moment. This will go down as one of the most important free speech cases in the history of the court. It'll go down as one of the most important cases Gorsuch has ever handed down, in my view.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to move across the United States. Alerts are out from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every time the left try to hurt Donald Trump, they strengthen him. And there are people out there who believe that it's part of a strategy. Oh, if we do this, you know, if we hurt Donald Trump enough, even though it looks like it's strengthening him, we'll get him, and then people will sour on him. And they tried this in 2016, and it didn't work. And the only thing they can be setting us up for is for us to get beaten at the polls by cheating. That's it. I'm going to tell you right now, I will make this prediction. The only way Donald Trump loses is if he's cheated. And I will tell you this, and I mean it. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more. Donald Trump handily beat Joe Biden in 2020. And he got that election stolen. And I'm going to tell you that, and you say, well, Kevin, you say it, and you act like it's something new. I know. I don't. I'm going to repeat it as much and as often as I can, because what I want you to understand is I'm not going to change on this position. And there are people out there. I was talking to a friend of mine. He ran for Congress here. He said, Kevin, here in Arizona, and maybe in America, there are two factions. There are those that say, we need to move on. Let's not get distracted and all that, which is what I just read about DeSantis a little bit ago. We can't get distracted. We need to move on. You know, let's face the next series of hurdles. And then there's a group out there saying you can move on as much as you want. If you can't win elections because they're cheating you, what good is it for you to move on? And it makes you wonder, how could you be a Republican, watch what's happened over the last two election cycles, knowing how right you are about everything, and you think, and you're questioning, well, is it our message? There are people in the Republican Party who are questioning our message. Somebody told me, Kevin, the abortion issue was much bigger than you thought. Really? So the abortion issue was bigger than people being locked down? You're saying that women were more concerned about their bodies when we locked them down and they couldn't do whatever they wanted with their bodies. So you're going to tell me that. You're going to tell me that we can't sell the concept that is it really your body if the government can make you lock it down? See, I don't buy it. Maybe my mind is too fertile with marketing ideas and stuff, but like I say to women all the time, if it's your body, go be a prostitute. Watch what happens. Go to the precinct in any big city. See who gets arrested. Women doing what they do with their bodies as much as they want. And as soon as they go, oh, we didn't get our money, then see whose body it is. Because you're going to sit in jail. And let me tell you, every time they catch you, for the most part, you're going to sit in jail. Unless they need you as an informant, then you can get out and do a little dirt. But other than that, if it's your body, why can't you sell it? Go put your kidney on eBay. Do whatever you... I mean, what else could you sell? Piece of your liver. You can give your body away, but you can't sell it unless the government can make some money. Now, if they were harvesting your organs and the government was getting half, you could put your kidney on eBay. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to 844-551-8255. Covered a lot of stuff, but I'm going to continue on with this Trump versus DeSantis for a bit. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because of how the left seem to be running Trump's campaign. And I know what many of you are thinking. Is, like I said, there are a few people out there going, I think it's intentional, Kevin. They know he can't win. No, that's not true. It is not intentional. You know what they want to do? They think that if they keep tying Trump up in legislation, you know, in lawsuits and stuff, it'll mess up his reputation at the right time. They're waiting for the right time. The most investigated guy on the planet, and they think they're going to give another October 2024 surprise. There are no surprises for Donald Trump. No surprises. You know everything you know about him. And let me tell you something about his opponents. There are no surprises for the Bidens. There are no surprises for the Harrises. There are no surprises. They're all crooks and scoundrels. Skeletons up the wazoo. They have so many skeletons, they look like catacombs. It is insane what we know about them, what we know about Trump, and why we're still talking nonsense. And let me give you some polling here. This is Morning Consult. In January, Trump had an 11-point lead over DeSantis, 45-34. In February, he had an 18-point lead over DeSantis, 48-30. In April, Trump's lead went to 33 points, 56-23%. May the 7th, Trump's lead went to 60% to DeSantis 19%. Now, that's what's called the trend line. And I would say to the Democrats, if you want to stop Trump, you need to stop trying to stop Trump. Wow. He's gone from an 11-point differential between him and DeSantis, which is substantial, but not a lot. That means DeSantis was in play. By May, it's 41 points. And you tell me, here's what I like people to do. You have a gut feel. You have an idea of where things are headed. Ask yourself, 3-4 months ago, where were you on Trump and where are you on him now? Where were you on DeSantis and where are you on him now? I can tell you, without a dog in the fight, just looking at what's been going on, and in full disclosure, I have always said Donald Trump deserves a third term. I've said that. But if DeSantis were to win, I'd vote for him. But here's what I will tell you. If you went back to January and you said to me, Kevin, where are you? I'd say, I'm for Trump, but I like DeSantis. I give I'd say a 10 to 15 point gap in where I saw the two. If you ask me today, I'm in that 40% gap. I don't dislike DeSantis, but I don't like him as much in terms of where we are versus Trump. That's the way I feel. And it wasn't the poll that did it. I'm telling you, I got lesser on DeSantis as time goes on because I've learned a little bit more. And it, again, good guy. I've been around him enough to say he's a good guy. I'm not talking about in the political circles because you don't know people until they get into that, you know, the big money. But I will tell you, I softened on Trump because I was like, okay, well, if he wins, he wins. But I'm not I don't think I've ever been a zealot per se. I know there are people that will disagree, but you'd be wrong. I'm a zealot for action. But in January, okay, more of a toss-up. Now, not even a question. Trump all the way. And I'm going to make a bet many of you feel that identically the same way. And you should, because there's one guy fighting in a way that nobody else had. And when I come back and I look at what's going on in the country, we've got a border invasion. And you know what the left is doing? They are keeping the real truth from you. we're being invaded in no uncertain terms. They knew about it. And Trump, the very first thing he did when he came into office was talk about that porous border. He was going to fix it. And I'll be doggone, did he do it or what? He did it. And this is where I keep coming back to the people that are naysayers, these Lincoln Project types, the rhinos and any anti-Trumpers. I say, forget Trump's name. When you look at results, how can you possibly not like the results? I remember having this discussion with a guy, and we were talking about candidates. This was a long time ago. I think Trump was just a candidate. I didn't think he was even trending up there. It was like he had just announced him, and he was a joke. But I was talking to a guy at a coffee shop. I'd go there quite often, and I was talking to him, and I said, and he was telling me about Trump and all this, and I went, okay, great. You don't like Trump, but tell me why. And he would list something, and I said, no, he didn't say that. And I'd give him, you know, the actual thing. And we were on the internet. I'd go, here it is. He didn't say that. Or he didn't do that. You know? And when I finished, after I did like three times where I debunked some of the things he had to say, you know what he looked at me and said? I swear this is true. He goes, Kevin, I just don't like him. And I went, okay, finally we get some honesty. See, it has nothing to do with his abilities. It has nothing to do with his pedigree. All the things he talked about debunked. One of them I remember was he got a loan from his daddy. And I went, would you get a loan from your daddy? You ever got a loan from your family? And he was like, well. And I went, yeah, exactly. You know, then so it was like that. That was the conversation. And I've said this many times. Okay, great. His daddy gave him a loan. I wish my daddy could have given me a loan. Not, it didn't have to be $1 million. How about $10,000 so I could get my first house or buy my first car or start my first business? What do you mean his daddy gave him a loan? That's what daddies do. It was insane. Listen to these people. Oh, he had to get a loan from his father. What? Versus you getting a loan from a bank? Just stop and use a little common sense every now and then, folks. See how it works out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Have you seen the test where you're asked to pay attention to something specifically? Like count the number of times the people go inside or out of the circle or something like that, or the number of times that the people in white pass the basketball. And meanwhile, while you're doing that, they have a rabbit or a gorilla walk right through those people and you don't even notice it. Well, every time I see those tests, and I remember the first time I did it, I failed. And what it tells you is how your brain works. When your brain is given a task, something to do, it misses the big picture. And now I don't miss it at all. It's like the one that I read, it said count the number of V's I can't remember, it was the number of V's and the number of F's. And anyway, when you hear it, you hear of, and of. There were three of's.
And it says, read it and count the V's. And like it was over and over again, we talked about blah, 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 and this of this. And people would count six V's when there were only three. And what was funny, women got it right more than men. I don't remember the details of it, you guys, and I might be getting some of it wrong, but I do remember men got it, women got it right more than men. Which, again, validates the very idea that there's a difference between men and women, the way we think. I remember as a kid, I was given a thing, and I think it was the fifth grade. And the instructions, it was a list of like 14 instructions. And they give it out. And all the boys were looking at it and we're panicking. We're looking around the room at each other. And the girls all did something and stopped. And the boys were looking at each other. And the girls would folded their arms and they're all smug. And the boys, we were looking at each other and trying to work all the other things that were going down the list. And then the teacher said, stop after like 2 minutes. It says, work whatever you can. And here's what the gist of it was. The only thing you were supposed to do was read number one that said, write your name on the paper and stop. And I don't believe any of the boys did. But the girls almost universally did. And it was showing us that our brains are very different. But as it pertains to what I'm going to talk about, it validates to me what we kind of already know, which is, what they're telling you to focus on is not the issue. When you think about what media does, when they say focus on whatever, pick your topic, racism, that's not the issue. This is a person, as a gorilla walking right through the middle of you as you stay focused on DEI. There's something else going on. And I'm telling you, if you don't believe that it can happen, I take you back to these very things that fool us. I told you, I was fooled. The first time I watched it, I was a dance group, and they said, count the number of times the people in blue go outside the circle. And I was counting and counting, and a guy in a rabbit suit walked right through, and it said, did you notice the guy in the rabbit suit? I was like, what? And I would have bet you money there wasn't a guy in a rabbit suit. But once they fooled me, they couldn't fool me anymore. And I say the same thing. This is about news, the things that these people are focusing us on. Once you get out of the Rubicon and you go, okay, I now see what you're doing to me, you can't be fooled anymore. I'm not foolable when it comes to media and what they're doing to us. And I hope you're not either. Anheuser-Busch earnings are going to have declined by 26% after the Bud Light issue, where they alienated big swaths of their customers, specifically the Bubba's. I call it the Bubba crowd. They used a trans guy, this Dylan Mulvaney, to upset the apple cart, which made no sense whatsoever. And what's funny, Anheuser-Busch then said, well, it was an outside marketing firm, when indeed we knew that it was a person that they hired who was the woke person who probably hired the outside marketing firm. And I could go on and on and on. And here's what J.P. Morgan Chase had to say about it. They said, we believe there is a subset of American consumers who will not drink Bud Light for the foreseeable future. Now, we've been joking about it. I posted a meme the other day at Walmart that said, please take this. It was Bud Light stacked up, and it said, please take, price free, just take it. And John Rich did a concert for us on his, at his location at I think it's called the Redneck Riviera, and he did a private event, and we broadcasted it. It was an unbelievably good concert. It really was. John did such a great job. But one of the things he said, here at my location, my bar, we debated on should we get rid of Bud Light, and I said no, we'll let the consumer determine it. So he says, I went to my manager and I said, how are we doing on Bud Light sales? He says, we're not selling it. Now there's other AB products or InBev products that they are selling, but he goes, not Bud Light. He says, it's the first time in the history of my organization have we had to tell a distributor to come pick up their liquor. He goes, we know what we're going to sell. It's been documented. We've got history. He goes, after they did this, he goes, we could not sell Bud Light. So the consumer spoke. And according to this, 26% drop off. I don't know if this is across the board or if this is just for Bud Light sales, but it's not good news for the Democrats. Here's another thing that you might not be aware of. California, they said they had a decision not to pay back some $20 million it borrowed from the federal government to cover unemployment benefits during the pandemic is going to fall on the employers. And they said that the state should have taken care of the loans with the COVID money it received with the government in 2021. And the state's proposed budget, $750 million was allocated to start paying down the loans until Newsom nixed the provision in early January, leaving businesses in the state responsible for the loans as mandated by federal regulations, so that the federal unemployment tax rate of 0.6% will increase by 0.3% per year starting in 2023 until the loan is extinguished. So what that means is your tax of 7.65% is going to go up. It's going to go up to 7.95%. And I don't know whether whether you're going to have to match it as an employee, but right now you pay, the employer pays 7.65%, and you, if you're a employer, you pay 7.65. Well, that's going to go up to 7.95%, and I don't know if they're going to do it if you're self-employed. But now you're over 15% in taxes before you ever spend a nickel. So interesting. Well, you were already over it, but you're further over it than you were before. They said, but it's just another burden on the top of the many burdens the state puts on employers. In total, 22 states borrowed money for unemployment insurance from the federal government. All but four, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and New York, have paid back their debts, with California owing the most by far at $18.6 billion as of May the 2nd. New York is second with $8 billion. Connecticut, $187 million, and Colorado was $77 million. But of the other 18 states that borrowed money, they have all paid it back, but not the Californians. They said initially the state borrowed from its revenues, its reserves rather, to pay the benefits, but after exhausting its coffers, borrowed to cover expenses, analysts said. Analyst firm LexisNexis estimated the total cost of fraud in this program to be $32.6 billion. They've uncovered the illegitimate unemployment benefit payments were made to convicted felons, with one address receiving 60 separate fraudulent payments. Anytime you involve the government in something like this, you can almost guarantee yourself fraud. So they've upgraded to stop the fraud, but they're still leaking. Gavin Newsom has taken California from a surplus, which came from a bailout and high taxes, to a deficit since he's been elected. That's not been very long. What a crazy world these people live in. But, you know, what are you going to tell them? I mean, what are Californians watching? Are they watching the white guy, the guys in the white shirts passing the ball and counting, and then they're missing the gorilla that walks through? Or are they watching the guys dancing, trying to stay inside the circle, and they watch the rabbit walk through? Here's what I can tell you. They aren't watching what's really what they're supposed to be watching. And that's why on this show, I talk often about the metaphor of what we're learning. Don't focus on the concept, like, here's what, you know, it is. Don't focus on what it is. Focus on the metaphor.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.